right. Back to it now. Good to have you here on a Monday. My next guest, Pete Hoekstra, former House Intelligence Committee Chair, ambassador to the Netherlands during the Trump administration, and so much more on his resume. I don't have time to give it to you all because he's an accomplished individual that can weigh in now on what happened with Iran. Pete, always good to talk to you, my friend. Pete, how are you?
I am doing just fine, although I'm, obviously, like many Americans who are watching foreign affairs, we're very, very disappointed in the performance of the U.S. foreign policy over the last 3 or 4 days. It's awful.
Another failure. Look, Joe Biden and the Democrats urging Benjamin Netanyahu, don't do anything. Just don't do anything. And look, I understand we don't want a regional war in the Middle East, but this kowtowing to Iran, the freeing up of assets and saying that they're not fungible. They got $60 billion, but hey, it can only be used for humanitarian purposes. That is such, as Joe Biden would say, malarkey. Come on. Plus, we've allowed the Iranians to sell 2 million barrels of oil a day to the Chinese, enriching them further, enabling them to back the Houthis, the Hezbollah, what happened on Saturday, all of it. Pete, where do you want to weigh in?
Well, you weigh in on all of it. But, I mean, this is something that we saw coming almost from day one in the Biden administration. They lift the sanctions. They release cash to Iran. Iran, basically, when Biden came into office, had no cash reserves. They had no money. With the events that you just described, all of a sudden, Iran has become a wealthy country, and they're doing exactly with the money what we or many of us expected they would do. They funded their terrorist organizations throughout the Middle East, Hezbollah. They're funding the Houthis. They're funding Hamas. They're funding terrorist groups in Iraq. And, it's because we lifted the sanctions
from
them.
Well, you make a good point here, Pete, and here's the argument. The argument is when Donald Trump left the White House, Iran was broke. They were broke. He had crushed them with sanctions, had brought most of the terrorist groups in the Middle East to heel. It was pretty much a quiet zone. And then the money starts to flow into Iran. And then you get all of these, actions with Hamas and Hezbollah and the Houthis. And, and we don't respond at all. It's been such a weak-willed response. When those pirates, like the Houthis, were attacking shipping in the 1980s, Ronald Reagan went over and said, hey, how about we just sink a few of your ships? Bam, bam, bam. Problem solved, right?
It's exactly right. We've almost seen, one red line crossed over after another, and we've done nothing. The Houthis with their missiles, Hamas with their brutal attack on October 7th, and then Iran. Remember, this is the first time in history that Iran has launched an attack directly against the state of Israel. And, the president and his team are arguing for Israel not to respond. I mean, what an opening we are creating for the Iranians, for future engagement, and for anybody else around the world that's looking at America's response and America's posture. And this is not just in the Middle East.
But I want to stop you there because I want to look at one other thing about the money here, Pete. And the money is flowing from China, buying 2 million barrels, give or take, of Iranian oil every day. I mean, China is funding this because China obviously sees this as an opportunity. If America gets tangled up in a Middle East war, which could happen at any moment, of course, it would open up the opportunity to go after Taiwan or to go after the Philippines, which they're having a very serious territorial dispute with, which, of course, we have a mutual defense treaty with the Philippines, would further spread America thinner across the world. China sees this. They're paying for the opportunity. They're paying the freight, aren't they?
Oh, they are. But, again, it's because we lifted sanctions that China is able to go in without any repercussions to fund the Iranian regime. And as we were just talking about, the Chinese are watching, the Russians are watching, and all they see is appeasement coming from the Biden administration. And I think, correct, as someone said over the weekend, when the president's foreign policy is one word, don't, we saw how much impact that that had. It had absolutely zero impact on the Iranians. And, you know, it's scary.
It's embarrassing. We don't have a foreign policy except of appeasement and trying to make this go away. But why the cozy relationship with Iran? You know, you go back to Barack Obama putting piles of money on pallets in the middle of the night in Tehran, right? Cash. Why?
Yep.
We see the Biden administration freeing up $60 billion and saying, well, they can't really touch it except for humanitarian purposes. We know better than that. That's an absolute abject lie. And then, of course, just saying, Israel, don't. The real don't is Netanyahu, don't go after Israel. That's the real don't in the sentence, isn't it, Pete?
It's the only people that the Biden administration can possibly influence in this case is by Israel. Is Israel. And they'll do that by threatening Israel, saying if you retaliate, if you go and expand or go after Hamas to a greater extent in Gaza, we will cut off funding, we will cut off aid. If you respond to Iran, we will cut off funding, we will cut off aid. While at the same time, as you said, we continue to enrich Iran with China's cash, but this has been the pattern from day one, Steve. When is America going to learn that the foreign policy of Joe Biden threatens the security
of the world?
Afghanistan.
Yeah, Joe Biden's foreign policy threatens the world, Pete, because we are in a much less safe place today than we were January of 2021. That's an absolute fact. You look around the world, whether it's Ukraine or Gaza, or what's happening with Iran, or what's happening with China and the Philippines, or the threats to Taiwan. The world today, with Joe Biden in the White House for almost 4 years, is a complete failure of foreign policy and world security. There's just no two ways about it, Pete.
I couldn't agree more. We are at risk with the 8 to 10 million people that have come into the United States.
Also true.
Undocumented, not verified. No background checks. The risk is here right in our backyard, whether it's, against our personal security or whether it's a foreign policy or an attack based on foreign policy. We are at risk, and it rests solely at the feet of one individual, and that is Joe Biden. You hear Kirby, his national security spokesperson, talking about, they're trying to blame Trump. They're trying to perhaps leverage China into the Middle East and say, maybe China has to do more. It's delusional thinking. Who actually will believe that China is going to do something in our best interest? Their policies have enriched Russia. They have enriched China. They have enriched terrorist groups. The U.S. cracking down on fossil fuels. I don't know what you're seeing, but Americans are paying more. We're paying more
every
at the
place.
Pump.
Everybody's paying more, but the real price we could pay, Pete. The real price that we could pay
is
war. I have to leave it there for today.
Everything is kaput.
It's a total disaster. We have to change out Joe Biden as fast as possible. Pete, thank you as always. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Tired of your dues paying for union politics? They try to hide it, but union bosses spend billions in dues every election cycle to fund a radical agenda that is out of touch with rank-and-file union workers. But there's good news. You can stop it. You don't have to pay for union politics. A Supreme Court case won by the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation means public employees can stop paying union dues completely. Exercise your rights and request free legal aid from the National Right to Work Foundation, nrtw.org/Michigan, nrtw.org/Michigan.